episode 2380, your actions matter too.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. Take a deep breath. It is the weekend. It's Friday. And yes, that means you made it through your week. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And you know what? Doesn't it feel good sometimes just to feel like you can breathe and have space to be? Today, I want you to have that space because your actions matter too. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. As much as your children are responsible for their actions, your actions matter too. Just because you're a parent doesn't give you the freedom to do what you want. But for some reason, we as parents tend to only keep score of our children's actions. Come on now, it is confession day. And you know, we got to be real and raw with each other. We've got to hold each other accountable. And that is something we definitely need to pay attention to. Are we living by the rules that we set? Are we being the role models? Are we doing what we ask our children to do? I mean, come on. I want you to be real. Stop putting this pretend facade on. Get away from the masquerade ball and look at what is happening in your life right now. What is your reflection showing you as a parent? Because yes, that's the reflection we're looking at today. Confession Day is all about you as a parent, me as a parent. How much are you really listening to what you say and how you're acting? Do your actions match your words? Are you willing to hold yourself accountable as a parent? If the answer is yes, then let's do what's right. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Do what's right. Now, before I go any further, I've just got to tell you where this whole thought came from. Because we're being real and honest here, right? We're being as much as we can raw and letting it all hang out as parents because that's how we grow as individuals. It's not about being right or about being wrong. It's about growing and learning in our mistakes and in our successes. And you know what's in the news right now, Britney Spears. And I'm not one who likes to get very political. I'm not one who likes to bring in celebrities. But I want to say that this whole thing with Britney Spears and what's going on really got me thinking. Are we as parents looking at ourselves, holding ourselves accountable? Are we doing what's right, not just for our children, but for us and our children, that and word? And are we looking at it and doing it the right way? Or are we acting and being selfish? Now, I'm not going to get all crazy and say, I think this is what needs to happen with Britney. This is what needs to happen with her father. That's honestly none of my business. I wish her very well. And I can, yes, see her points on some things. Now, I have not been following it to a T. So please do not send me hateful emails if you're for or against her. What I'm doing is opening up the discussion of saying, look, if you were put in a position, would you stand by your position? I'm not saying doing what her father's doing to her, just in general, how you discipline your child, how you're raising them, your religious beliefs. How are you teaching them manners? What does it look like when you sit down at the dinner table, when you walk in to a restaurant, who's opening the door? You know, little things like that. And then bigger things. Are you training up your man, your young man, to be a man that cares for his wife? I know these are thoughts that honestly, we don't sit back and think about. We don't see that our consequences are in our actions as parents. And that is ultimately what I want to discuss today. And so when I tell you about the KISS Do What's Right, please understand that I use the word quote unquote right very cautiously. Right will look different to you and me. So make this applicable to you and your family when it comes to doing what's right. You have to look at that. I cannot determine that for you, but I can give you the space to think about it. I can give you some boundaries or some statements, some things to really look at and say, okay, maybe those are some issues, or I have an issue with this one particular area, whatever it is for you, but you've got to do what's right for you and your family. That's not for me to judge here. But I do want to open up the conversation. And yes, because right now in the limelight, we've got Britney Spears. I think it's a great conversation to have right now. Are we being the role models that we're called to be as a parent? Am I being the best mom that I know how? Now, you didn't hear me say I get it all right, because I so do not ask my five children and my son-in-law. And pretty soon, my grandchild will be able to tell you that grandma doesn't do it all right either. But right now, grandma can do no wrong, right? So that one is with me. So I always get bonus points there. But pretty soon, he's going to learn that grandma doesn't always get it right. And we don't. And I don't know what it is about parents. And I'm talking in general, as in us as a group and me too. Yes, I'm lumping us in there. That sometimes we don't think we have to. By simply saying, well, you have to obey me because I'm the parent. Well, really? What if you're really that wrong and your child is actually that right? So these are just things I want you to think about, because when you're in a situation later on, 2 months, 5 years down the road, whatever it is for you, it could be when your children are gone and moved off and they're starting their own family. Then all of a sudden you are hit with, oh my gosh, like, I don't know how I would address that situation. I want you to think about that now, and not when it's too late, where you feel like there's no way to repair a relationship. Because that's usually what happens, is if we get big in our own heads as parents, thinking we've got it all put together and our experiences add up to everything. And yeah, you know what? They just don't understand. And until they're a parent, they're not going to understand. That statement pretty much is true. However, times do change. And so sometimes that means not necessarily the position changes, but maybe how we approach the situation or the way we can handle a situation. So what do I mean when I say do what's right? Number one, own your actions. And this is a hard one. If you're wrong, own it. If you're right, own it, but without being a know-it-all. You don't need to sit there and go, I told you so. That doesn't win you any bonus points either. But we've got to realize that we've got to own our actions. Whether they're good, whether they're bad, whether they're ugly. Because yeah, believe it or not, I get crabby sometimes. And I got to own that. I got to tell my kids, you know what? I'm crabby. Leave me alone. I know I've shared this story before, but I'm going to share it again. When the kids were little, we were living in Nebraska at the time. And so I had 5 children under the age at that time, 8 and a half, 9 years old. Well, no, it was 8, I guess. But maybe at this time, when I started putting myself into timeout, maybe we got, you know, Kaylin was at her oldest at 8 and a half. And our youngest, G-Man, was, you know, almost 1, just a little over 1 years of age. And when I look back, things would get kind of dicey at times. And my patience was tested. And so what did I do? I put myself in timeout. I said, look, Mom's going to go sit out here. And I'd put myself in the garage. Sometimes I would go sit in my van, close the door. Why? Because I wanted peace and quiet. And they had to come through 2 doors to get to me. Now, I could still see them and I could technically still hear them. I wasn't that far away from them and everyone was still safe. So please don't send me emails about all of that. But I share this with you saying that guess what? We as parents, we lose our patience too. We get fussy too. We need timeouts also. Your actions matter too. And so if I needed a break, I was like, okay, I'm walking away from this for a moment. Because otherwise, I'm just going to yell at you. And does that really do any good? Probably not. And the young ones won't care. They'll just be like, oh, mom's loud. They won't really, you know, respond to it. They'll be like, oh, what's going on? But the older ones will be, you know, calculating things. So own your actions. Good, bad, and ugly. Own them. Number two, apologize first. When you get it wrong as a parent, say you're sorry first. Don't try to wait until your child makes a mistake to distract away from your mistakes. Seriously, I want you to think about that one. I mean, owning our actions is one thing, but man, we've got to apologize. And we got to apologize first. Sometimes we don't like to own that we really made a big mistake and I was out of line and I shouldn't have said those things. We need to apologize because we're leading by example. That's where we show up as a role model. We are doing what we're asking our children to do. And that also means, guess what? If you got a best friend, are you apologizing first for the way you treated them? That's how we role model. Are you apologizing to their dad when you're fussy at their dad? Or maybe you're fussy at your mom, but it's their grandma. You know, do you apologize for that? This is real life. This isn't about sitting down going, okay, I'm going to plan my perfect life with my white house and picket fence and I want the farmhouse look and, you know, Joanna Gaines and the gray interior and the white quartz countertops and I want, you know, certain things in my living room and my family room. I want everything to be homemade. I want this perfect house. Then I want the perfect family inside the house. And then guess what? You show up. I show up. It's not perfect. And then we think our dreams are squashed. They're not. It's just called real life. And that's what we don't want to talk about anymore nowadays. We brush things under the rug. We act like everything's fine. And we put on this facade and say, oh yeah, I'm great. How are you? Oh, I'm so glad you're great. When really you may be literally feeling like you're dying inside for whatever reason. Situation that you're in. Maybe you're feeling a little distorted or depressed. We should be able to own that and we should know that we are going to be accepted knowing that we don't have to be perfect all the time, even though our dream was like that. The perfect house, the perfect family. Perfect relationship, the perfect everything, the perfect job, the perfect dog, the perfect car. You wanted the perfect family, but none of us got it. But you can have it when you're honest and real. And when you do what's right, own your actions, apologize first. And finally, number three, lead with gratitude. There is nothing more rewarding than being grateful for your children. Yes, they're going to drive you crazy if they haven't already. Mine have. And I've got them spread out now, too big. And I look at them like, it was a lot easier when they were younger. And as they get older, it gets more expensive. Conversations get harder. And not only do the conversations get more challenging, but I, as a parent, I have to learn to say, you know what? I need you to do you, and I'm going to back off here until you're ready to come and talk to me, even though I know I've got the answer, but you need to go figure it out yourself. Do you know how challenging that is? It is tough. There is nothing more rewarding than being grateful for your children. By letting gratitude lead, your heart and your head can work together, not against each other, when raising your children. And one other thing, since it's Confession Day, you are not going to be the perfect parent. I've said this. You are going to make mistakes. You know this. You are going to have foot in the mouth moments. I've done it more than I care to admit to. You are going to laugh more than you cry. However, there's still going to be tears too. Know that parenting is the gateway to understanding yourself and experiencing your purpose in real time. It truly is a blessing. But sometimes when we're in those circumstances, it doesn't seem like a blessing. And sometimes it seems like an eternity, and it may only be 5 minutes. How can you lead your child tomorrow by being a role model today? Because as a parent, that's what we're doing. And an awesome, great parent that you are is willing to say, I don't have all the answers. I'm learning right with you. There is no manual on this earth. I mean, yes, every Friday I show up here with confessions of an upset mama. And it is confessions. And what does it always turn into? What my children have taught me. Not what I have taught my children. Now, yes, I do teach my children a lot. But usually I'm learning about who I am through them. So how can you lead your child tomorrow by being a role model today? What actions do you need to work on? What words do you need to add to your vocabulary? Seriously. Maybe you need to add the most three powerful words that we long to hear, every single one of us. I love you. Maybe you need to be inspiration for your child. Maybe your child has been challenged lately with the pandemic. They've got lots of decisions to make. They're going through physical changes maybe. Maybe they're in high school getting ready for college. How can you inspire your child with your words? Maybe you're one who doesn't need words, but you need more action. Maybe you need to just walk up to your child and give him a hug and not say anything at all and just hold him. What is it for you? What is that tender spot? Because I promise you, when you begin to let down your guard as trying to be the perfect parent, having all the answers all the time, there is something magical that happens. Your child begins to see, wow, there's something pretty special about my mom. There's something pretty special about my dad. I don't quite get it, but there is something. Sometimes we don't see our hard work and the benefits of those long nights, sleepless nights, those 5 minute situations that seem like an eternity. In this past 3 days, I got to see it in my own son. He had two of his good friends over, and it was kind of like a staycation. One came from Maine and the other was here locally, but he had just gotten back from a trip in California. So I kind of felt like all of the boys were getting together from all different areas of the U.S. One in the middle, sort of, kind of, and then two on either end. And they came together. And it was neat to see how what I hope to instill in my son showed up. I didn't have to remind him how to act or how to take care and how to serve his friends while they were here. He just did it. I couldn't be more proud of him as his mom. Yet at the same time, I got to watch two other young men who had parents pour into them and how I know that they made their parents proud, even though their parents didn't get to see him in action. You see, sometimes we don't always get to see our hard work. And what does it look like at the end? But every once in a while, we get a glimpse. And I want to promise you today, don't give up on yourself of being a great parent. Take that one step at a time that leads you to miles of greatness of parenting. When you're willing to do what's right. Because I promise you, your children are watching. They are learning. The question is, what are you choosing to teach them? Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.